On the morning of Monday, August 2nd, 2010, Troy Kelly sat down in front of a video camera at a law office in downtown Seattle. He was wearing a button-down Oxford shirt, no tie. He raised his right hand and took an oath.
Give us the truth and nothing but the truth.
I do.
For much of the next 8.5 hours, Kelly was deposed by a lawyer for one of his clients, Old Republic Title. Escrow companies hired Kelly's firm to handle some of the back-end mechanics of closing a real estate transaction. Old Republic was suing Kelly for allegedly misappropriating $1.2 million in customer fees. Kelly denies any wrongdoing. That afternoon, Old Republic attorney Scott Smith turned Kelly's attention to a series of large bank transactions.
I want to ask you about your transfer of funds in June 2008. We're talking about $3.8 million approximately?
Yes.
The money came from three business accounts Kelly maintained at Columbia Bank. On June 12th of that year, Kelly swept those accounts and wired the money to a new account he'd opened at Wells Fargo Bank. But the money didn't stay there long.
The following day, or as soon as those funds were cleared to be good, you then wired them into a second account, correct?
Yes.
And then Kelly did it again and again and again. In fact, over the course of 15 days, records show Kelly initiated 7 wire transfers through 4 financial institutions in 3 states. In his deposition, Kelly told attorney Scott Smith he did all this on the advice of an estate planning lawyer in California.
Who was the estate attorney advising you to wire transfer these funds around the country in different bank accounts and different company names?
Alan Ebert.
From the law offices of Alan R. Eber, learn about asset protection strategies you should use.
Eber sells DVDs on how to protect your assets and maintains websites with names like offshoreprotectiontrust.com. Eber did not respond to our calls for comment. Kelly, in a statement, says he took the advice of, quote, respected tax experts. But Old Republic attorney Scott Smith told me in an interview, the fact Kelly retained Eber says a lot.
The reason he went to Mr. Eber in Los Angeles is because Mr. Eber's, he's the guy that can help you hide assets from creditors.
It's perfectly legal to protect one's assets, but it's not okay to hide your assets if the purpose is to defraud your creditors. Then you can run afoul of the Civil Uniform Fraudulent Transfer Act. It turns out just before Kelly sent his money on a bank-to-bank scramble, class action lawsuits had been filed against 2 of his title company clients, including Old Republic. That raises red flags with California attorney Jay Adkisson, who specializes in creditor-debtor law. Adkisson is not familiar with the specifics of the Troy Kelly situation, but says if someone came into his office,
say, hey, look, you know, there's these lawsuits going on. I haven't been sued yet, but, you know, maybe I would be sued. Can I do something? You know, I would probably be real nice to them and offer them a cup of coffee and punch their parking ticket and bid them good day, and that's about all I'd do. Because that's just not proper planning.
A few months after Troy Kelly's wire transfers, he was subpoenaed to turn over his records as part of one of the class action lawsuits against his clients. The same day he was served, documents show Kelly linked the account where most of the money had landed to an offshore account in Belize. During the Kelly deposition, attorney Scott Smith zeroed in.
You ever been to Belize?
Never been to Belize.
Why Belize?
Kelly responded once again he did so on advice of his attorney. When all of this came out in September, Kelly held a news conference, and reporters asked about the account in Belize.
That was set up with a minimum balance by an outside attorney. When I found out about it, it was closed.
However, the paperwork indicates Kelly personally signed the international wire form setting up that link to the account in Belize City. The account in Belize was opened in the name of a trust. I asked attorney John Way about that. He does tax and estate planning in Olympia.
Belizean law allows you to put money into a trust based in Belize, and the moment that it goes into the trust, it avoids liability from creditors.
Again, it's not illegal to move money offshore, but California attorney Jay Adkisson says these days there's a certain taint to it.
You know, the old saying, sunny climes are for shady people. You know, there's a real perception that people are taking stuff offshore. They're not doing it, for the good of mankind.
In a statement, Kelly says, all of my accounting and estate planning decisions have been fully compliant with the law. Any assertion or implication to the contrary is simply incorrect. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.